a meeting. I never received a message asking about a meeting. But are you talking about my Mexican friends?
Yeah, the Roopers.
Oh, yeah. So, I noticed that one of them was posting on Facebook that they were here in Klamath Falls. And so, messaged him and told him it's been a long time and, hey, it's Friday, come over to my place and let's have a drink. And so, apparently they're too busy. And when we get back from our trip, then they're going to come over and have some dinner, have some drinks, have some laughs.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure what you were meaning by it. I just know that you said it was the crew, one of the, some crew members that we had, so I wasn't sure what was up with that.
Yeah, no, me and a bunch of them still keep in contact.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't sure what you meant. You just turned around and said it was some of the guys in our crew, so I just wasn't sure what was going on. That's what I was asking about.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm just letting you know that's all it was about. Just been too long. We haven't hung out in forever, and they're in town, and I guess they're going to be here for the next 3 weeks, so we'll have plenty of time to be able to hang out here in a little bit.
We pulled them in from Portland. Eugene, Salem, from that whole area up there, and I think we've actually got enough work, I think, to keep them going for about the next month and a half, somewhere in the vicinity.
You know, thinking about it, I might ask them to help me with Mom's roof this next spring or summer. See if they'd be able to hook a friend up like they would family.
What's your relationship with their supervisor, Juan?
Me and Juan have nothing to do with each other.
If that's the case, I don't know if they relay to Juan, but I would talk to him.
Well, I don't know where Juan stands. So, I mean, you and the old lady would have more knowledge on that. Last I ever got was that phone call that you recall at the dinner table, and I was advised by you and your wife to not answer.
Yeah, as far as him, I'm just saying I don't know how tight the relationship is between the crews from the Salem, Eugene, and Springfield, that whole area up there. Yeah, I'm just not sure because, anyway, it's something we'll talk about while we're hunting. I'm just not sure if that's the right avenue to approach it or if you need to do something a little different, that's all.
Well, it would be a friend request type of thing. You know, it wouldn't be a, hey, while you're down here, do a side job or anything like that. It'd be a, hey, I will pay for your fuel, I will house you, and I will feed you. Will you please come help me do Mom's roof?
I understand that portion of it. I'm just saying the direct contact between, just the direct contact between Garrett, you, and the crew, and Juan. because if it goes to Juan, it'll get back. Anyway, like I said, this is something we need to talk about while we're hunting, not on here.
Okay. But either way, I don't care about any of that. These are my friends, so I'm not worried about any of that.
Alrighty, it's your prerogative. He's got him hired to be up here, so that's all I'm getting at is don't want any more conflict than what there is.
I said next spring or summer, not while they're here. I'm not trying to get one up on somebody.
I'm not saying that either, but these guys, Garrett, when spring and summers are working for him up there in the wherever, Ashland, Grants Pass, Eugene, Medford, or whatever, so it's fine. Whatever.
It would be a personal favor. Nothing out of anybody's business.
It's fine. I'll leave it up to you.